This is the Jason Walker Show. Two-time National Sports Media Association Montana Sportscaster of the Year and three-time loser, the Jason Walker Show. The best local and statewide sports coverage featuring the biggest guests from Montana.
Flint Rasmussen joining us here on the Jason Walker Show.
He's freaking exhausting, too. You used to dance a lot more. Yeah, I know, lady. I'm 51 years old now.
The NAI Hall of Famer, Mike Van Deese, joining us here, Jason Walker Show. And is it just a deal where quarterbacks have to be good golfers?
Well, that's all they have time for. They don't work out. They don't lift weights. They don't do anything else. They might as well go get on the golf course and at least have some fun.
And from across the country,
Doug Gottlieb, our guest here on the Jason Walker Show.
End of the day, remember, it's your show. It's got your name on it.
Howie Mandel, our guest here.
Jason Walker, deal or no deal?
The Jason Walker Show.
Hey, what up? Happy Tuesday. Jason Walker Show inside the off-the-wall man cave. Ready for a big, fun one today. We have a new girls basketball coach at Capital. We'll talk about that in a second. Also, going to check in with our man, Barry Abrams, the host of the Far Turn podcast. He's going to give us the breakdown for Saturday's Kentucky Derby. We'll talk about the favorites and maybe a long slot, shot or two. Also, Julie Lane's going to join us. She is the co-founder of Women Are Real, and they are in the thick of the fight against the new Title IX by the current administration sitting in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So that will be on the forefront of the topics today. And you can, as always, watch us on Facebook, X, Instagram, Truth Social, Pod, or Rumble. You can listen on Podbean, Network One Sports, Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple, Google Podcasts, iHeart Podcasts. Go to JasonWalkerShow.com and JasonWalkerMedia.com. Check out Continental Divide Radio. I had a lot of fun on the morning show today, and it's going to continue tomorrow with great music. 70 years of the music of your memories. I mean, that is just awesome. But tomorrow on the show, right here, about 9 a.m., we are going to check in with Stephanie Quayle, the great singer-songwriter out of Bozeman, immigrant, Paradise Valley, Gallatin Valley. She is awesome, and I've known her for about 11 years. And she's got a new book. It's called Why Do We Stay? And talks about toxic relationships and how her toxic relationship can help you find freedom. So we're going to talk to Stephanie Quayle tomorrow on Continental Divide Radio. We've got On This Day in History coming up and more. You can get a hold of us at Jaywalker Sports on the X. Find us on the Instagram. You can email Jason at JasonWalkerShow.com. And you can also call in or text to weigh in on anything you may agree with, disagree with, queries, quibbles, comments, gripes, complaints, this, the radio station, whatever. 406-209-1267. I feel like Chris Peterson should have that number memorized and be calling into the show at some point to just not be chicken anymore. But still no Chris Peterson. And still no article with his quotes from NAI President Jim Carr, who was on this show 2 weeks ago, and Chris still hasn't responded with a column about what Jim Carr, the president of the NAI, had to say about transgender ban in women's athletics. So that's all coming up here in the off-the-wall man cave. Okay, so Katie Garson-Forba stepped down, resigned as the head coach of the Capital Girls a couple weeks after the state tournament. Well, Capital alum, former player, former everything, assistant coach for football, longtime assistant for girls basketball, is now the head coach of the Capital Girls, Matt Rayont. Former state champ as a quarterback for the Bruins. He was an assistant the last 9 years for the Bruin girls. And was also the offensive coordinator for the last 2 years for football, including the 22 undefeated state championship run. He's also the head coach of the girls' track and field team the last 4 years. Dude does it all. I don't know how he has any free time, but now he's the head coach. So that is was announced by Helena Public Schools, activities director Tim McMahon, and hiring will become final when approved by the Helen School Board. But it's a good hire. Great hire for the Capital Girls. You got continuity in the program, and very cool. Braden Gunlock, who I've enjoyed last year at the state tournament, this year at the state tournament, I guess, in March, from Big Fork. She is committed to BYU Women's Hoops, which is huge. She is a fantastic player. Braden Gunlock, and made the announcement via the Instagram, quote, proud to announce my commitment to playing basketball at BYU. Huge thanks to the players and coaching staff for this amazing opportunity. Can't wait to be a part of Cougar Nation. And he's got a younger sister, too, that's really good, Peyton Gunlock, who's just a sophomore. But Braden, the six-foot guard, is going to be fantastic, absolutely fantastic in the next level. And she still has another year left of high school basketball as well. We mentioned yesterday Elena Carter killed it in the out in Pocatello over the weekend. She is the Big Sky Conference Women's Track Athlete and also the co-field athlete of the week. And it's the first time this year the Big Sky had the same athlete for both awards. Set the Bobcat school record over the weekend in the 100 hurdles, 13.45 altitude adjusted, and it's the best in the conference this year. She's also second in the 100 meters, also won the long jump with a jump of 20 feet 5 inches, and man, she is just one of four Bobcat women to go over the 20-foot barrier, which is pretty darn cool. So congratulations to Elena Carter. Mentioned it yesterday, but Trayton Pickering, former Bobcat football player, heading to New York, starting minicamp this week. He's I talked to his aunt yesterday. He's very nervous, but the dude's going to be great, and congratulations to him. I mean, you think about Casey Fitzsimmons, right? Comes out of Wolf Point, Chester, goes to Carroll, and then spends almost a decade in the NFL with the Detroit Lions. Trayton can do that, you know, from Sunburst to Bozeman to New York. I mean, he's going on to the big stage, and it's very cool, and very happy for him. I have never talked with him, but very, very cool. Mentioned it yesterday, the Bobcat men and women getting the Rodeo Big Sky Region crowns. University of Montana women got two wins over the weekend down in Hamilton at their home rodeo, and it's pretty cool. Senior Ty Christensen, freshman Lexi Muir are heading off to the CNFR. Christensen has gone before in team roping, or is in team roping, but Muir is heading in barrels, so very cool. And, you know, we've talked about the Bobcat men and women rodeo. I mean, they've been so good for five decades. The Montana Western women have been on the rise the last decade or so. And watch out for MSU Northern. They've got a pretty good team on the women's side as well. Western men, very good. They finished second in the region this year. It's awesome. It's very awesome to see all the rodeo success that we have in this state. Not just at the high school front, but college as well. So very, very cool. Let's see. What else did we see that we were going to hit on? Browning's Maurice Redhorn going to rodeo and play hoops up in Haver. That was announced yesterday. Mentioned Braden Gunlock. Diamond Root officially signing. We had her on the show a few weeks ago, but she officially signed with University of Providence Women's Hoops and is the first girls basketball player at East Helena to get a college scholarship, which is very cool. Let's see. River Hurley has committed to the Montana Western Men's Program. Pretty sweet there. And think that's about it as far as the big, big stuff coming out. Mentioned yesterday, the Montana Supreme Court basically ruling that House Bill, was it 112, is unconstitutional, and it banned transgenders from participating in women's athletics. The Supreme Court said, yeah, no, that can't happen. The governor, Greg Gianforte, X'd out, tweeted out yesterday, quote, the far left is undermining the integrity of women's sports. The recent Montana Supreme Court decision degrades and humiliates female athletes who've worked and trained hard to excel in their sports. Girls and women should compete against each other, not against boys and men, end quote. And he's spot on. And it is absolutely interesting, the people that, when I shared that, who are from the, let's say, the left, are liking that. Because even members on the left side of the political aisle understand how bad this is for women. And we're going to talk to Julie Lade coming up in a few moments. She is the co-founder of Women Are Real organization that is fighting against allowing males to play in women's athletics. And I think it's just the destruction of women's sports in this country. It's crazy. So we'll talk to Julie here coming up. Also, Barry Abrams is going to break down the Kentucky Derby. That comes up Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. And he'll tell us who to bet on and who not to bet on. That's a little bit later on this day in history coming up. Walk Up, brought to you by Montana Custom Log Homes. They are the premier leader in the industry. 50 years experience, finest craftsmen available, milled handcrafted timber frame divisions. They are fantastic. They will travel to your job site. Their dedication starts when you walk in the door, and it doesn't end when they're finished. They're a fantastic group of people. Montana Custom Log Homes, yourcustomlog.com. Quick break, come back, Off the Wall Man Cave, and Julie Lane from womenarereal.org will join us next here on The Jason Walker Show.
As the industry leader, Montana Custom Log Homes is your path to the custom log home you've always dreamed of. Whether you use your own plans or select from their 15-plus beautiful milled log home designs, they're committed to bringing your vision to life. Imagine your home crafted with over 50 years of experience by Montana's finest craftsmen and built to last for generations. They specialize in authentic, genuine log homes full of character and warmth, but offer more than just homes. They manage every detail, from majestic handcrafted and timber frame homes to log accents, inviting entryways, project management, and stunning stairs and railings. Start your exciting journey today. Visit yourcustomlog.com and create the log home of your dreams. For more than 20 years, Off the Wall Advertising has built a track record of success helping businesses like yours across the state of Montana. While working with hundreds of businesses, including Jason Walker Media, they have developed a system for success. Off the Wall Advertising utilizes indoor advertising, placing professional billboards in high traffic locations. Let Off the Wall Advertising show you how to get the return on investment you expect from every advertising dollar. Off the Wall Advertising, along with the Jason Walker Show and Continental Divide Radio, have packages for even more bang for your buck. Contact Off the Wall today at offthewallmt.com to schedule a free consultation. Father's Day is coming fast, and what more would that great dad in your life want than a full detail from Auto Concepts? Or maybe he would just prefer a lift kit. It's also camping season, and now is the perfect time to outfit that rig with a winch just in case. Auto Concepts is your home for everything for your vehicle, including updating your car stereo system too. Auto Concepts also has gift certificates for dad or yourself. Visit AutoConceptsHelena.com. Auto Concepts, the auto enhancement professionals.
Ah, summer. A time to work in the yard and get all those projects that you've been thinking about all winter done. And when you've had enough, go to Lucky Dog Casino and Bar to cool off, relax, laugh a little, or a lot, your choice. Have a drink and play your favorite games. There's plenty of new games and your old favorites. Now, if you don't want to work hard and the relaxing part sounds the best to you, then just head over to Lucky Dog Casino and Bar on Dredge behind Jade Restaurant. Happy summer, everyone.
There's only one place in Helena to cure your craving for Cajun cuisine, and that is Cafe Zydeco. From po' boys and catfish to jambalaya and much more, Cafe Zydeco has the best Cajun this side of New Orleans. And Cafe Zydeco cares about those that take care of us. Military, law enforcement, first responders can get your drink free as a way of saying thank you to those that protect us every day. If you're looking for a place to grab lunch or dinner, get the flavor of the Big Easy in Big Sky Country at Cafe Zydeco on Euclid in Helena.
Attention all pet lovers. Joe Mitchell State Farm is teaming up with the Lewis and Clark Humane Society to celebrate National Pet Week. Join us on May 9th for a special adoption event sponsored by Joe Mitchell State Farm. It's the perfect time to find your new furry friend. But that's not all. The Joe Mitchell State Farm team will also be on site to assist you with pet insurance. Ensure your new family member is protected with the right coverage. Don't miss this chance to make a difference in a pet's life and give them a forever home. Join us on May 9th at the Lewis and Clark Humane Society. See you there.
Storewide savings are what you'll find when you shop for new home furnishings at Rucker's Furniture. This means tremendous values on Helena's largest in-stock selection of home furnishings. When you shop Rucker's, you'll find storewide savings on the furniture you want for every room in your home. And you'll also find our selection of Serta iComfort, the most comfortable beds in Helena. 12-month financing is available with approved credit on most purchases over $289. Ask for details. You'll find storewide savings at Rucker's Furniture, 1010 Dearborn, Helena.
This is the Jason Walker Show.
Welcome back to the Jason Walker Show. This segment in the Off the Wall Man Cave is brought to you by Rucker's Furniture. Make the quality choice for your home at Rucker's Furniture, 1010 Dearborn, Helena. Final week or day of shows for April, because it's April 30th, but also for the week because no show tomorrow. I will be in Las Vegas at this time tomorrow for my little one's birthday party. Well, her birthday. Her birthday is tomorrow, and we're flying to Vegas. Going to take her to see Garth Brooks on Thursday night down in Vegas. My wife had made a dinner reservation tonight for or tomorrow night for the Sugar Factory, and they have all sorts of food. I mean, I don't even know what to order. My wife said I cannot get the 24-karat gold burger, though, which is sprinkled, like the fries, the burger, the milkshake that comes with, like everything is sprinkled in 24-karat gold dust. It's only $150. So she's like, no. The little one will get to order whatever she wants. And then my wife said that her and I will share a salad and a glass of water. But it's really not that pricey outside of that burger. But their milkshakes look amazing. Oh, my gosh. And, yeah, it's going to be a fun time. So the last couple times we've gone on trips, we went to South Dakota over spring break, saw Mount Rushmore, our hotel. We stayed at it. My wife booked it because it had a pool indoor and a water slide. Well, we get there, the water slide's down for maintenance. So we still got to swim in ice freaking cold water. I mean, my little one's lips turned blue and she's like, I'm fine. And she's shivering and it was funny. So there was that. And now the hotel we're staying at in Vegas had a water slide with the pool outdoors. And it's supposed to be like 80, 85, which is beautiful. But the water slide's broke. So my wife, I told her yesterday, I said, honey, you are picking out some terrible hotels recently, but brutal luck with the water slides. But it's going to be a fun trip. I can't wait for my little one to see Garth. And I can't wait to see Garth in Vegas at the Coliseum. It's going to be a good time. If you've been listening to the show the last few weeks, you know we've been hammering hard on the new Title IX that's going into effect from the Biden administration that basically outlaws sex, and it's just whatever gender you think you are is whatever locker room, sport, bathroom, whatever you think you want to do. It's wrong. It hurts women, especially women in athletics. And Chris Peterson over at the IR, 406ntsports.com, thinks it's okay for trans to do whatever they want. He will refuse still to come on this show, and I will continue to call him out for being chicken shit, basically. Not slander, not libel, just truth. He's too chicken to come on this show and talk about his opinion. Now, I don't agree with everything that conservatives do, liberals do. I don't. It's whatever. But when it comes to women and women's athletics, that's what it should be. And this decision by the Biden administration is going to set women's sports back 100 years or more. Title IX is almost 55 years old, and he's just decided, the administration, screw it. We don't need it anymore. But there is an organization out there called Women Are Real. You can check them out online. And the co-founder, I reached out to her, and she is joining us now. Her name is Julie Lane, and she joins us here on the Jason Walker Show. Well, this is a very important conversation that we are about to have. But, Julie, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's an ongoing struggle, all these things that women seem to be going through these days, but getting through it.
It's crazy to me that we're even having this discussion, right? I mean, women's rights for a long time, and I'm the first to admit, my wife and I have talked about this a lot. Women were denigrated, screwed over, hosed for so long. And then Title IX comes about. The voting comes about, 100 plus years ago, just barely. And then all of a sudden now it seems like outside of Me Too and movement and outside of abortion, women don't support women when it comes to women's athletics. Why are we going backwards?
It's even worse than they don't support them. They're traitors. I mean, they literally are throwing us under the bus. Or I guess people my generation are doing that to younger kids now. It's really disappointing, confusing, and really distressing. Mm-hmm. I happened to come about, I think, right when the golden era of women's sports was going on. You know, Title IX came into effect about 53 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know we didn't have sports before. I think my mom told me that she didn't have high school sports, but I just sailed right through and had a great career, you know, scholarship paid for my college. I'm still competitive, but, you know, it was huge for me. My family didn't have a lot of money, so getting that scholarship was huge. And now to know that there are men taking scholarships meant for women is extremely, extremely frustrating. And I don't know how we got here either, except that I think people decided that being kind was more important than being fair or safe. And for girls and women, that really matters.
It definitely does. And, you know, you can throw out all the arguments of mental anguish. Well, what about mental anguish for women in sports? You can throw out suicide rates for transgenders, for the LGBTQ community. I get that, but where are we headed as a country and as a society, really worldwide, Julie, if this policy, this new changes to Title IX are allowed to go through? Because we're just throwing away 53 years of progress, in my eyes.
100% agree. You know, in California, they've already done all this. The gender stuff has been written into the law since at least 2013, if not even earlier. There's some really kind of secretive bills that politicians out here have passed that didn't really, people weren't noticing it. Mainstream media doesn't report on this stuff. And now that the repercussions are really here, we're seeing a large influx of boys and girls sports out here. It's not too late. However, it takes a long time to undo these laws. So that's what we're dealing with in California already. Title IX stuff, I think, goes into effect in August, and I don't know. I can't see the Biden administration turning around on that at this point. There's just a huge trans train, sadly, pushing all this, and it's got a lot of momentum.
Julie Lane, our guest here, she is the co-founder of Women Are Real, and what I love about your foundation and your organization here, Julie, is it's not just women. You have men. You have sports retired athletes, current athletes. You have members of the queer community that are coming out in disgust of this, these changes, everything that's been going on. You know, the NAIA came out recently and a couple weeks ago and banned transgenders from participating in women's athletics. I think that's a huge step. And then the Montana Supreme Court on Friday said it's unconstitutional with a House bill that Montanans had put forward legislatively. So, I mean, we're just, there's so much confusion going on and nobody knows where this is headed, except it could be very, very bad. And take out, you know, the injuries that we're seeing, Julie, from men competing against women. But what does it say to our younger girls of, you know, K through 12 is this Title IX policy from the Bidens that if you don't let a man into a woman's restroom or locker room, you're basically breaking the law.
And it's horrible. I mean, the only people standing up for women and girls right now are parents who understand this issue. And they're supporting their kids and they're trying their best. But boy, it's not a good feeling when you're in school and you're constantly getting pummeled with pronouns and there's people in front of your eyes lying to you. Mm-hmm. That's what these kids that think they're trans or whatever, they're pretending they're something they're not. And you're supposed to go along with that and lie about it with them. And adults are telling you to do that. It's really bad. Girls are the ones taking the brunt, as we know, because girls have always been the most in danger in private spaces. And the ones that are smaller than boys, like we're at risk when boys play sports against us or they're swatting balls at us or striking us, you know, whether they mean to or not. I don't think there's really any boys that have like a ill intent. I think they've been really misled by adults in their lives. And again, girls are the ones who are going to take the brunt of this physically and emotionally, probably forever. This is traumatic stuff when girls lose spaces, don't feel safe. Adults are no longer protecting them. Safeguarding is gone. I don't understand how it happened. It's a mess, but we got to fix it ASAP.
And how do we go about this, Julie? Because it seemed like, and you know, I've had Janine Edwards on yesterday, and she worked for ESPN for 20 plus years. But she said, I mean, this is really since the COVID era really happened so quick. This isn't something that's been taking a long time to happen. It just flipped overnight. And all of a sudden, if you don't support women's sports, or if you do support women in women's sports, you're the bad guy in all of this. And it just happened so quick.
Yeah, it's stunning in a lot of ways. And I mean, all we can do is stand up and say no. And we need more people to do so. We need all the parents in the world. Because it's not just girls that are affected. We're most affected. But boys are affected by this weird ideology, too. Mm. All of society, I think, is affected by this. And it's hard to say that out loud because people think I'm a nut job. But I'm not. Like, literally, we create human beings with males and females. You can't do it with two females. You can't do it with two males. And if one's pretending to be the other, it's not going to work. And that's like a broad picture of it. But really, reality is right in front of our eyes. All we need are eyeballs. It's always been males and females. There's no third sex. There's no new thing besides some sort of confused people who, you know, aren't comfortable in their own bodies. Nobody's comfortable during puberty in their own body. Like, it's not comfortable for anybody. But now there's this push at schools, online, all over the place to be kind. And if somebody's uncomfortable, to tell them that the magic pill is maybe you're in the wrong body. And I think that's the hardest thing and the worst thing you can tell a kid is that they're in the wrong body. What are they supposed to do with that information? So it's affecting everybody in society. We have to stand up and say no to this. We have to live in material reality or we're lost as a society.
Julie, we're seeing too, and we're starting to see more and more of it. And parents, like you said, it's the adults that have to be the adults in the room. But girls teams not participating. And we saw it in track, I think, a week or so ago, where girls in the shot put just stepped into the ring and then stepped right out because a boy was participating. And it's going to take, I think, things like that, players like that, people like that, to push back against these ideologies in these schools and these people that are forcing this to happen to them. But it's not happening as quickly as we would like. How would you recommend teams and parents going about this to make this right?
Right. I'd love to say that girls doing the boycotting or showing up and not competing, whatever, I'd love to say that's going to turn the tide. There's too much of a tide right now. And it's just all girls are doing is losing opportunities. And they're self-excluding. We don't even know how many people just don't show up for sports now because they don't want to compete against boys. So it's a huge problem. Like you said, and like I think, the adults caused this problem. The adults created these rules and laws. And the adults are the ones putting this stuff in media. It's not kids, you know, that just created this out of the blue. Kids don't have minds like that.
No.
We all know how to play with other people's clothes or whatever. Like every kid does that when they're growing up, but it doesn't mean you're in the wrong body. So, yeah, adults got to stand up. I think that people need to show up at school board meetings. They need to be writing letters to their school board or to the top federation in their kid's sporting event. They need to talk directly to their coaches because I believe coaches need to have a little more gumption around this and not be accepting boys onto their team. I know it's in theory like not legal to not let kids participate, but kids can participate in their own sex-based category. Nobody's going to be losing out on an opportunity except for the girls that are terrified to get injured or, you know, have to see a boy's everything in the locker room and have a boy see them. It's why, you know, when I grew up, that was pedophilia or that was a sexual assault or that was like, get this kid out of the locker room, get him some help. Agreed. These kids need help. But it should not be on the girls to have to be the ones to solve this problem. Maybe it will because women solve a lot of problems in the world, but it shouldn't have to be girls and their opportunities that are going to the wayside here.
And I brought this up the last couple of weeks in different ways. I said this, but basically how much changing did you do physically, mentally as a 12 to 18 year old? And then you go to college, 18 to 22, you're growing mentally and changing physically as well. Kids can't get tattoos without parental permission. They can't drink. They can't vote. They can't do anything until they're after 18/21. Why are we pushing this now in such young ages?
Great question. It's a deep question. And again, people don't like the answers that I have for that. But my theory is that progressive Democrats have mostly pushed this agenda. And I don't think progressive is a good thing to have around children. Children have boundaries. We set up boundaries purposely for kids to keep them safe. And if your whole goal is to break down boundaries, how is that going to keep kids safe if adults go along with that? So to me, it's a deep-seated problem with progressives. I'm a classic liberal. Like, I believe that, you know, everybody deserves to have the same opportunities. I believe in helping people that need help. I don't believe in breaking down barriers and just letting it be a free-for-all, especially around kids and women.
We've seen over the last couple of weeks, Caitlyn Jenner, who's perhaps the most high-profile transgender athlete we've ever seen, right? Bruce was an Olympic champion, and Caitlyn's against this. We've seen Martina Navratilova come out against trans competing in women's athletics and the new Title IX. We've seen, you know, but then we don't see a Megan Rapinoe. We don't see these athletes that preach about women's rights, except when it comes to competing in women's athletics. And why aren't a Megan Rapinoe? Why aren't those athletes standing up against this to support other women?
Well, first off, I'll say Bruce is a man, so I don't really care what he says about women's sports. I don't trust him. As far as I could throw him. And, you know, he's a big guy. Secondly, Martina's amazing. Thank God for her. She's a huge ally. Megan Rapinoe is the worst sellout that I've found so far. She's the one who You know, her team lost to 16-year-old boys. Her World Cup team lost to 16 and under boys. And she retires and says, I think boys should be able to be in girls' sports. Like, what realm are you living in, Megan? I'm embarrassed that you're a lesbian. I'm embarrassed that you're a great athlete and you can't figure this little thing out. That's obvious to everybody by the blind eye. Come on.
Yeah, no, it blows my mind away because, you know, I'm a dad of two girls. I also have a son. I have she'll be six tomorrow. What am I telling her if I say, you can work your ass off, you can get a golf scholarship, and then lose it because somebody that thinks they're a girl is going to take that spot because they're better than you, can hit the ball farther? I mean, we all know that. And they don't allow male horse races or racing horses to compete against women horses or girl horses, but why do we allow this in human life?
Yeah, no, it makes no sense. I think biology really matters. And when I say that, I get kicked off dating websites, for instance, which I say biology matters. People are not living in reality. And I think it's a severe problem, obviously. And the women are always going to be at the bottom of that totem pole. If we don't care about biology and safeguarding, women and children are going to be the ones that take the brunt of this. And we are. We are having compelled speech. We're having to pretend that males are females, and we're having to give up our spots, and we're having to give up our safety. And so I think, you know, you got kids. I don't understand how any parent with a kid could do this to their kid, but they're doing it all over the place. And, you know, it is this threat of suicide that these gender clinics give to these parents. So they think they're doing the right thing and they're being kind and they're helping their kid. And they're really not.
No.
The longest studies that we have show that the suicide risk goes way up after transition at about 7 years. So these kids are going to be adults by the time they realize they've really, really messed up and their parents let them do this. Their schools said, go ahead and do this. Their doctors and psychologists said, go for it. And then now they become adults. Their brain starts to mature and they're like, oh, what did I do? And I've met several people who have gone through this. They're going through it now. They're trying to sue the people that let this happen. But if you're a parent, like, wake up. Yes. Like, you can't do this to your kids. It's not fair to other kids. And, you know, your only goal as a parent is to raise your kids safely and allow them to have a great life and to have it be as fair as you can make it. So they got to stand up. You got to speak out like you are.
I mean, like, Julie, I've worn drag. I did it a few years ago. My daughter has seen me in drag for Halloween. I went as Poison Ivy. I was the ugliest Poison Ivy you've ever seen. I've done it for Halloween. I don't feel like I'm a female. I used to eat grass as a kid. I never thought I was a cow. I mean, that's where we're at with this, because you have, you know, these classrooms in middle school where a kid thinks they're a dog. Well, all of a sudden now you have to call them a dog and they can only speak in dog language. Like, it's just... It's so ridiculous that we're catering to less than 1% of the population. And that, like you mentioned, the transitions, we're seeing kids as adults now start to transition back to their original sex, original gender. And science doesn't lie, Julie, and biology doesn't lie, and yet we're lying to our kids.
That's exactly it. It's a dishonest, unrealistic, unsafe movement. Nobody ever changes sex, no matter what you do to your body. You're born one or the other, and that's how it stays. You can have cosmetic surgery, but for kids, that's life-changing.
Yeah.
These surgeries are sterilizing kids in the end. You're taking cross-sex hormones. Those are not helping your body. They're hurting your body. Testosterone is carcinogenic for women and for girls. So girls have to get a hysterectomy, or they get uterine cancer if they're on testosterone. And they're making these decisions young. They start puberty blockers at 12 or 13 in California, and by the time they're 15 or 16, they're having organs removed. So, I mean, it's like a cult. Like, only cults cut off healthy body parts and tell people it's okay to do that or it's a good idea. Like, it's a cult, and people are not waking up fast enough.
You know, and I think, too, when you look at sports, especially on the combat side of things, you've got males participating in female MMA events, that's domestic violence. I mean, that's a guy beating the crap out of a girl. What if, you know, and you can throw out any name. Mike Tyson decides to, okay, Mike Tyson would kill a female in the ring, right? I mean, this is it's just so nuts to me how we're even having this discussion, Julie, and it just fires me up.
Yeah, totally. It's really sick. I mean, I know this is a sports show, but a lot of this stuff comes from porn and yes. just the free access that everybody has to porn on their phone. Like it used to be like maybe you're somebody had a VHS tape or something in the 80s and that's the extent of it.
Right.
But now it's push a button and instant porn and they're really perverting and fetishizing sex, and no girl wants to be what she sees in these videos. So that's, I think, why the girls are trying to opt out of being a female. They don't see anything good in society happening for them. For males, I think it's a different thing. And for older males, it's a very different thing. Trans is not a monolith, but none of it's real. You know, trans isn't real. It's just the act of doing bad things to your body, thinking that they're good things. And then you later figure it out, and that's not good.
From a sports aspect, isn't it using PEDs? I mean, you're enhancing your body with drugs, right? If you're a male, it doesn't matter if it's the hormones or whatever. Mark McGwire, they suspended Andro. They banned Andro, which is a testosterone, in 1997. And yet here we are 25 years later discussing, well, that's different PED because it's, you know, it's estrogen and not testosterone. It's hormone pills. It's this, it's that. It's PED use and it's illegal.
Absolutely. I mean, it's especially bad for girls, right? Because yeah. they can compete as a girl. Great. If they think they're a boy and they want to compete with boys, they'll never, ever, no matter how much testosterone they take, they'll never meet what a boy going through puberty has or a boy that's been through puberty. Like men just create way more testosterone than girls. And even doping, like in the German, you know, 1970s and 80s, they're nowhere near male levels, and yet they're crushing females with the illegal use. So girls are, they take the testosterone, they can't compete against girls. I mean, that should be my understanding of it. Is that the way it's going to be, or are we going to get an exemption for all that? And so girls on T are going to be able to just crush girls in their own sport if they opt in. Yeah. They can play wherever they want. That's the problem. There's no categories left. And so men, you know, estrogen may or may not lower their stuff a little bit, but they'll never meet the level where girls just naturally are.
No.
So men are always going to have this advantage, and it's extremely dangerous in those combat sports you were talking about. I mean, there are crushed orbital fractures. Men punch 160 times harder than women. If they're on estrogen, they probably punch 158 times harder.
Right.
Like it's not a real difference that makes it equal or fair or safe.
Well, and what really is bothersome too, and Riley Gaines, bless her heart, has, you know, Leah Thomas, dude thinks he's a girl, goes into women's locker rooms. There's no cutting off. I mean, he still has his junk, right? And you're exposing that to these college girls. Well, now we're seeing it in high schools. Now we're seeing it in bathrooms at kindergarten levels. And it's so sickening because, I mean, it's like normalizing pedophilia in my eyes.
They're fetishized. Like they're getting off on this. Like the guys that transition, 98% of them don't do that surgery. Mm-hmm. They don't get rid of their penis because right. that's where all the pleasure is from their brain, which is really messed up from porn and social media and everybody telling them that this is the best way to be. It's a sickness, and there's not enough people in the world to help these people right now, because all the psychologists, all they'll do is affirm and say, yeah, yeah, you're a boy, but you think you're a girl, then you're a girl. So they're not getting any help that they really need to sort through what's going on in their head. And they're just getting poisoned every day by social media and screens and, you know, look, everybody affirming them nonstop.
You can love whoever you want, but, you know, I don't care if you're lesbian, gay, queer, whatever it is, you can get married. I don't care. And I'm a, you know, I would say I'm a conservative, but at the same time, I mean, if two gay guys want to get married, I don't care. Be miserable like straight people. I don't care, you know.
Jason.
And I have, you know, this is, you know, I have black friends. I have gay friends. I do, but I don't care what your sexuality is. Just don't push it on my kid, and don't, you know. my wife's got two great gay friends, and more than that. And I've danced with them at weddings and stuff. I don't care about that. I care about what you're doing to kids with drag show readings, with pushing male athletes into the female realm of sports, and it's going to destroy it. You have men's sports, you have women's sports. We don't see women, you know, en masse going to men's sports. They know they can't compete, and that's not sexist. It's truth. But that, just, I don't want to go into a locker room if I'm a girl and see a penis. I don't like going into men's locker rooms and seeing, you know, penises. It's just the way I am. But, you know, I'm also not going to go sit there and say, oh, yeah, I think I'm a girl today. I'm going to go hang out in the women's locker room. It's just sick.
It's really weird. And it's got nothing to do with, like, gay and lesbian and bisexual people. Those are sexualities. We're pretty much wired that way. But the queer stuff and the trans and A is like LGBTQIA plus, like there's way too many letters in there. There's no way that these people can all be allied. So it's a confusing thing for culture. Lesbian, gay, and bisexual we're just people. Everybody else is just people too, but asexual is not a sexuality. Why is that in there? Why is the A in there? Trans, nobody can define it. Who knows what that really means? People are swapping back and forth saying they're a boy or a cat or a girl. Like, kids don't know what they are yet, and just let them figure it out. But you don't have to label everything and then push them into a category. It's a problem. There's a forced teaming that's happened. As soon as we got gay marriage, like, where was the money going to go for the next fight? And they threw it at trans, and they made that into a category that was huge. And they lopped it, you know, they added it on to us. And I don't have anything to do with asexual, queer, trans people. So I don't want to be lumped in with them.
Or the pansexual. I don't even know what half these things mean anymore.
They made up a bunch of words.
And nobody can identify what a woman is nowadays. And that's really
a problem.
It is a problem. I mean, you can have a great conversation with somebody and say, well, what's a woman? And then nobody can answer it, which is scary in where we're headed. Changes are going to take a while to happen. Until that happens, Julie, do you think we can have three sports categories? We have men's sports, women's sports, and then everything else in the middle.
No. And I only say that because it's been tried, and the trans, whatever, the people that are not identifying as male or female anymore, which doesn't make sense, they won't play in these categories. There's not enough of them, and also, especially for the boys, they do get off on sort of dominating girls. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to be in their own category where they can't dominate girls, because no girl's going to compete in that category. So it's basically every category is for men right now. But I think the solution is to have an open category. It's boys and open as one category, and then girls get their own category like it's supposed to be. That's how Title IX was supposed to be. And, you know, I don't know if you know exactly what they did to Title IX, but they added gender identity to it, which erases women, basically, because it was set up for women, and now we're not even listed in there anymore. So it's a huge problem.
And not to get, you know, into the too political foray here, but, you know, the liberals, the Democrats are supposed to be the party of the women. But when you have people like Hillary and Michelle Obama supporting these changes, you're not supporting women. And that's what I keep going back to, Julie, is we're not supporting women in women's athletics. We're not supporting women in women's basketball, or whether it's in the business sector. I mean, we're just throwing women away. And why are we doing this? Where's the progress?
It's inexplicable to me. I've been in this fight for several years, and I've been thinking about this and not saying things about it because I didn't know how big of a problem it was. I didn't think it was a big deal. I wasn't educated. Nobody would talk about it. So, you know, you're kind of left alone in this little, your own little silo. But, mm-hmm. you know, now I've got this group that we started up, and we've got a lot of women fighting this. And we've got parents, men in the background as well fighting this. I don't know how Hillary Clinton, who I remember about 10 years ago, definitely knew what a woman was. And she said, no, a man is not a woman. And then, you know, you get that peer pressure and you get that political pressure that you got to be kind, and they determine that kind means lying. It's crazy.
Well, and before I let you go, I mean, Jerry Seinfeld, who I never watched his show. I just never was into it. But he was like, you can't, even with comedy, you can't joke about anything anymore because everything is offensive to somebody. And if I don't consider you a trans, not you, you know, but
thank you.
Then I'm,
please don't.
I'm a bigot. I'm a misogynist. I'm whatever word you want to use that day, just because you're going to be offended if I say, no, you are a man. If I see you in Planet Fitness in a women's locker room and you've got a dick, you're a guy. I don't care what you think. You're a dude in a women's locker room. And we've seen the videos of these guys getting erections, getting excited about this. That's just disgusting. And again, it goes, like you said, the porn thing has exploded, right? I mean, it's everywhere. It's all day long, everything. And I mean, gosh, like you brought up, you know, my dad had VHS tapes. I had to make sure they were around to the exact same moment if I watched those as a kid, so I wasn't getting busted.
That's not easy with the analog stuff.
No, yeah, it was really tough. Oh, no, I missed it by 3 seconds. Uh-oh.
No.
You got the
We've got into another realm here.
You got the slow rewind or fast forward. Yeah, no.
All right.
But I am on your side on this fight. Women are real is the Twitter handle or X handle. I am on your side on this, and anything I can do to help. And, you know, people think, oh, you're in Montana. It's not happening. Well, it is. It's happening in all everywhere across this country. And, it, you know, I don't care about the rest of the world. I care about my country, my state, my girl. And I need to make a good life for her as a parent and keep her safe. And this is not going to be safe for a lot of girls.
You're 100% right. Our website is womenarereal.org, and the Twitter handle is, it's got an S on the end, Women Are Reals.
Okay.
Just because the other one was taken. So people can reach out there on either site, and we do have connections across America and, you know, quite a bit in Europe as well. So even if you're not in California where we're based, you can reach out and we will attempt to hook people up together that are ready to fight and ready to speak out against this. It's a lot easier to do it when you're not alone. So yes, we highly recommend finding people with like minds, making a plan, you know, and we can help to the extent that we can. We're not a huge group, but we really care about this. And the more people talking about it across everywhere, the better.
It absolutely is. And I don't see changes. And I mean, we got an election coming up. I don't know if we'll even get to the election, but it's going to take a while. If this starts in August, and no matter who wins, this fight's going to continue for years. And even if the Supreme Court were to take it up, for instance, and say, no, the original Title IX from 1972 or 1971, that's the law, not this one. It's still going to take a long time, a lot of money, and a lot of fight from folks just like you.
Yeah, all we can do is keep fighting and never give up. I mean, if we give up on half the population, what does that say? It's not going to be good for society or really our species.
I mean, we were 8 years ago close to having a woman president, and now all of a sudden we don't want women anywhere, really, is what we're saying with this.
There's a lot of powerful men pretending to be women in that administration right now that are causing these problems, and they're in upper levels of lots of things, tech, medicine, everything. These are men that are fetishized, and they're doing this to kids to give themselves cover. So we can't keep putting up with that. We have to vote these people out. We have to have sane politicians run, starting at the lowest levels, because it's everywhere.
Is there such thing as a sane politician?
I'm running. No, I'm not. I'm not running.
Hey, you'd have my vote. I'm sure we disagree on a lot of things, but when it comes to this, I'm like I said, I'm right behind you. However I can support you guys, I will. And please reach out if there's anything we can do in the future. This show is seen in California too, so Greasy Gavin can get a hold of me if he wants. Well, he's got a place in Montana, his wife's place, so you know that's where that's where he spent COVID, was Western Montana, when you weren't supposed to leave the state.
Well, you know, We can disagree about lots of things. Yes. Actually, I love this movement because I can talk to people that I normally would never have talked to before this all came up.
Right.
And it's so important to have conversations and to find compromise and just to be human together and know what reality is. That's huge. I'll do that with anybody.
Yes. Julie, keep up the good fight. WomenAreReal.org. And I'm sure you guys are looking for anybody to help out. And I'll push it as much as I can for you.
Thank you so much. Great to meet you. Have a great day.
Julie Lane, WomenAreReal.org, and appreciate her taking some time out of her schedule this morning. We will take a quick break. Oh, before we get to that, we talked about this last week. Remember the girls in West Virginia, middle school girls, who refused to compete again, and we talked about it with Julie, against a biological male in the shot put? They've been banned from future competitions. Where's the outrage? Women, where's the outraged feminists in this? West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey is filing a lawsuit against the Harrison County Board of Education on behalf of these banned students, saying, quote, "I'll do everything in my power to defend these brave young girls. This is just wrong. We must stand for what's right and oppose these radical trans policies," end quote. Transgender Becky Pepper Jackson won the shot put with a throw of 32 feet. But these girls were brave, and that's exactly what it's going to take, is more of this. Quick break. We'll come back. We will switch gears and talk Kentucky Derby. The 150th Run for the Roses is this Saturday, and Barry Abrams will break it down when we come back next Off the Wall Man Cave.
Storewide savings are what you'll find when you shop for new home furnishings at Rutgers Furniture. This means tremendous values on Helena's largest in-stock selection of home furnishings. When you shop Rutgers, you'll find storewide savings on the furniture you want for every room in your home. And you'll also find our selection of Serta iComfort, the most comfortable beds in Helena. 12-month financing is available with approved credit on most purchases over $289. Ask for details. You'll find storewide savings at Rutgers Furniture, 1010 Dearborn, Helena.
There's only one place in Helena to cure your craving for Cajun cuisine, and that is Cafe Zydeco. From po' boys and catfish to jambalaya and much more, Cafe Zydeco has the best Cajun this side of New Orleans. And Cafe Zydeco cares about those that take care of us. Military, law enforcement, first responders can get your drink free as a way of saying thank you to those that protect us every day. If you're looking for a place to grab lunch or dinner, get the flavor of the Big Easy in Big Sky Country at Cafe Zydeco on Euclid in Helena.
Father's Day is coming fast, and what more would that great dad in your life want than a full detail from Auto Concepts? Or maybe he would just prefer a lift kit. It's also camping season, and now is the perfect time to outfit that rig with a winch just in case. Auto Concepts is your home for everything for your vehicle, including updating your car stereo system too. Auto Concepts also has gift certificates for dad or yourself. Visit AutoConceptsHelena.com. Auto Concepts, the auto enhancement professionals.
As the industry leader, Montana Custom Log Homes is your path to the custom log home you've always dreamed of. Whether you use your own plans or select from their 15-plus beautiful milled log home designs, they're committed to bringing your vision to life. Imagine your home crafted with over 50 years of experience by Montana's finest craftsmen and built to last for generations. They specialize in authentic, genuine log homes full of character and warmth, but offer more than just homes. They manage every detail, from majestic handcrafted and timber frame homes to log accents, inviting entryways, project management, and stunning stairs and railings. Start your exciting journey today. Visit yourcustomlog.com and create the log home of your dreams.
Winters in Montana. For more than 20 years, Off the Wall Advertising has built a track record of success helping businesses like yours across the state of Montana. While working with hundreds of businesses, including Jason Walker Media, they have developed a system for success. Off the Wall Advertising utilizes indoor advertising, placing professional billboards in high traffic locations. Let Off the Wall Advertising show you how to get the return on investment you expect from every advertising dollar. Off the Wall Advertising, along with the Jason Walker Show and Continental Divide Radio, have packages for even more bang for your buck. Contact Off the Wall today at offthewallmt.com to schedule a free consultation.
Ah, summer. A time to work in the yard and get all those projects that you've been thinking about all winter done. And when you've had enough, go to Lucky Duck Casino and Bar to cool off, relax, laugh a little or a lot, your choice, have a drink and play your favorite games. There's plenty of new games and your old favorites. Now, if you don't want to work hard and the relaxing part sounds the best to you, then just head over to Lucky Duck Casino and Bar on Dredge behind Jade Restaurant. Happy summer, everyone.
Welcome back to the Jason Walker Show.
Welcome back, Jason Walker Show, final segment of the week. I know it's only Tuesday, but out of town the next few days, checking on Garth Brooks' concert at Caesar's Palace in Sin City. My wife, the six-year-old, me. My six-year-old turns six tomorrow. Oh, can't believe it's been 6 years already. This segment of the Jason Walker Show from the Off the Wall Man Cave is brought to you by the Bowser's Lucky Dog Casino. Drink and gamble responsibly. Well, we've got the Kentucky Derby coming up, the 150th Run for the Roses on Saturday afternoon. And joining us now to talk about it is our great friend, horse racing's guru, Barry Abrams, joining us. Jason Walker Show.
All right. I just saw this on his webpage. He was on David Letterman, and I might play a snippet of it later. How long ago was that, Barry?
1990. Many, many moons ago.
It's fantastic. He shoots, he scores.
It was my internship interview at NBC. I mean, you know, we all were interviewed by the real personnel director, but Rob Burnett, the then Letterman lackey, who of course eventually founded Survivor, came in and decided he was going to make everybody participate in this. And the reason that I will talk about it, because I don't really like talking about it much, but the thing was, I was a first year journalism student at Syracuse University at the time, and the intro course I was taking talked about, you know, mass media from a macro standpoint. Well, what better way to learn about the power of your words than when something like that happens? Mm-hmm. You know, and I certainly wish that people who had access to social media could all learn about the power of their words and how judiciously they need to use them.
100%. I got a little thing my wife got me. It's a little, it's like an F-bomb, because that's social media. Careful. Barry Abrams, our guest here. He is the host of The Far Turn, great, great horse racing and analyst. And I had your buddy Janine Edwards on the show, and she is fantastic. She's picking Sierra Leone to win this race this Saturday. Who's Barry Abrams going with?
It's tough to pick Sierra Leone because he comes from way behind, and traffic is going to be such a concern here. To be able to thread your way through that many horses, not that it can't be done, and there's even a threat of rain on Saturday, and not that it can't be done in the rain, though it's harder. It did happen with Orb back in 2013, but it's just tough to be confident in a horse coming from that far back with that much traffic. You know, I also don't have a lot of faith in the favorite, Fierceness, the two-year-old champion. I just think it's going to be very difficult for him to work out a proper trip. He doesn't do well when he doesn't get things his own way. He has three wins. Each of them, he got things his own way. The two that he didn't, he had to come from behind. He had dirt kicked in his face, you know, what we call kickback, and he didn't like it. So going from the 17 post, if he's going to mix it up with the early leaders in this Kentucky Derby, he's going to either be five or six wide going into the first turn at best, or he's going to have to run really hard to clear that field from the 17, or he's going to have to tuck way in, you know, in the two or three path, but far back. John Velasquez is his rider. He's won this race three times. He's a Hall of Famer. And obviously, you can't question his credentials, but even with John Velasquez piloting Fierceness, I just think it's going to be hard for him to work out a trip. If, and John Velasquez is really good, if he can get that horse to say the three path, three wide, going into that first turn and not empty the tank to do it, big if, but if he can, he's going to run away with this because he's the best horse in the race. But I just have my doubts that that's going to happen. So with those two favorites not, you know, not the most, the things aren't really set for them to go their way, then who do you like here? There's a bunch that I think have a real shot. You could start with Catching Freedom, mm-hmm. who goes from number four. He ran in a very productive Louisiana Derby, and before that, in Louisiana, a race called the Risen Star, where the top four horses have all come back to win subsequently. That is a very, what we call, productive race. And Catching Freedom is a stretch runner, but I don't think he's going to be as far back as Sierra Leone is. You know, do you like the Japanese horse? Well, there are two Japanese horses, but the one of which we're thinking is Forever Young, who is 4 for 4, I should say, won the Saudi Derby, the UAE Derby. No horse has come out of the UAE Derby to even hit the board, but this horse's numbers, his power numbers, his speed ratings, as they're called, are certainly good enough to win this race. So maybe, you know, do you like Stronghold, the winner of the Santa Anita Derby, who's 20-1, because he's going even farther out than Fierceness. Stronghold's going from 18, Fierceness from 17. Mm-hmm. He, too, is going to have a tough time working out a trip here, but he beat one of Bob Baffert's horses, and we can get into the whole why Bob Baffert's horses aren't here, but his horses are always the best. Stronghold beat one of them. He's 20-1. If you're looking for a long shot, you could do worse than him.
Barry, let me ask you about Dornock at 20-1, because from the one spot, but did beat Sierra Leone in one race, lost in the other. But what about Dornock?
He has no chance.
Okay.
Not from the one. I mean, he's a good horse, but from the rail, from the one post with everybody around him, forget about it. He has no chance in this race. And, you know, I haven't really seen this horse get better. He's run basically the same speed numbers now that he ran in the fall. He should be bigger, stronger, faster at this point. And, you know, his workouts haven't been all that great. I would look elsewhere from Dornock.
You did, you know, you mentioned a couple of horses like Sierra Leone not coming from behind, but go back to Catching Freedom at 8-1. Was 11th at one point. And it's in the Louisiana Derby, I guess, at the three-quarter pole, and came back to get the win. So, and Flavian Pratt, as we know, is a terrific jockey.
Right, but the thing is, that race had 11 horses in it. This has 20.
Okay.
So there's just a lot more traffic he's going to have to negotiate. I don't think he's going to be quite as far back. Sierra Leone comes from way, way out of it. Now, again, Catching Freedom's going to have to negotiate traffic, but, you know, that race I talked about, the Risen Star, where he finished third, where Catching Freedom was third, Sierra Leone won, Track Phantom was second, Track Phantom is in this race as well, but Track Phantom to me is a, he's a sprinter. He will not get a mile and a quarter here. He's a shorter distance horse. But, you know, the stretch in Louisiana, the home stretch is very long, which is why in the last several years anyway, the Louisiana races are the best predictors of what happens in Kentucky because the Churchill Downs stretch is also very long. Mm-hmm. So I like Catching Freedom. Again, he's going to have to navigate traffic. That's an issue. But I would have a little bit more faith in him going from the four than Sierra Leone going from the two.
Do you have any faith in the six horse and Just Steal at 20-1? I mean, this is a Wayne Lucas horse.
Yeah, I mean, he was runner-up in the Arkansas Derby to one of Bob Baffert's horses, Moose, who was not allowed to run here, but we all know Bob Baffert's horses are the best horses. So he finished second to him. He's been getting better every time out. He would have to get the right breaks, but, you know, improvement off that Arkansas Derby is not unreasonable. Now, his jockey, Keith Asmussen, is riding in his first Derby. He's a kid. He's the son of the legendary Steve Asmussen, the trainer, the winningest trainer in North American history. But still, it's his first Derby. The Derby is unlike every other race in the country. It is what one trainer a few years ago called savage. And there is no way to prepare for running in this race except to run in it. So I don't have a lot of faith in Keith Asmussen, just from an experience standpoint. From a horsemanship standpoint, absolutely, you can't have a better role model than Steve Asmussen. But I just don't know. He needs a few more of these under his belt before he wins.
Barry Abrams, our guest here, host of The Far Turn. You can check it out at his BarryAbramsVoice.com. He's also all over social media. I want to ask about Honor Marie from the 7 spot. Another 20-1, but this is a horse that just lost by a length in the Louisiana Derby. What about this 3-year-old?
Yeah, he's what you would call a wise guy horse here. He finished 5th in the Risen Star, that race I talked about, mm-hmm. and then came back to finish 2nd in the Louisiana Derby. His trainer, Whit Beckman, has just gone out on his own after being an assistant to Todd Pletcher, the Hall of Famer, for many years. So you know Whit Beckman knows how to prepare horses. This is his obviously first horse to run in this particular race. And, you know, I think in Louisiana you had closers come from behinders who pretty much occupied the first 3 spots in both the Risen Star and the Louisiana Derby down there. I think he's coming into this race well. If there's a really fast pace in this race, which there could be because there is a lot of early speed in this with T.O. Password, the horse from Japan, Door Knock's obviously going to have to go from the rail. And there are a couple others who probably, Track Phantom will probably have speed. So if they get into a really hot pace, they will fall apart and stretch the field out where the closers have room. Like think about it, when you're on the highway and everybody's up to highway speed and then there's an accident and everybody slows down and bunches up. And then you get past the accident, and everybody gets back to highway speed, and you get stretched out again. So if there's a fast pace, that stretches the field out, makes it easier for a closer to come from behind. That would obviously play to Sierra Leone, as we mentioned, mm-hmm. and it would play to Anna Marie, and Anna Marie is improving. And again, I think those Louisiana horses are the ones you have to watch the most. So yes, I would definitely. Now again, Ben Curtis, his rider, normally rides in England. This is his first Derby. Mm-hmm. However, in England, you get fields sometimes that could be 30. Not going around a turn, it's around on a straight course, but you sometimes, especially you watch Royal Ascot in June on Peacock, and there'll be fields with 30 horses in there. Yeah. So he is used to that, but they're not as savagely run as the Derby. So, you know, pluses and minuses, but certainly Anna Marie deserves to be here.
You know me, I always like to ask you about pedigrees. Just Steel comes out of Justify. You've got Just a Touch, Justify. There's some good ones in here with the pedigree. How will that work in this race, or does it matter?
We haven't seen Justify's children run in a race like this. I mean, Justify has had offspring that have run well on turf, dirt, long, short races. So, you know, his value as a stallion is more or less without reproach. But he hasn't had horses win classic distance races like this yet. I don't know that that's due to anything other than he's still a young sire and we just haven't seen it. But yes, you certainly have to on pedigree consider Children of Justify. They've won on multiple continents, on multiple distances, on multiple surfaces.
It's always a fun time talking the Derby, but how will, and you brought it up, there could be some rain in the morning. How will that affect the horses, and which horses run better in the rain or mud?
Well, some of them have. You mentioned Just Steel. I mean, he has a second-place finish and a third-place finish in the rain. Fierceness, the favorite, won his debut at Saratoga in the rain. So we know that rain is not among those things that, quote, don't go his way. Traffic is what doesn't go his way. Kickback isn't what doesn't go his way. But the rain shouldn't be a problem for him. Sierra Leone won the Risen Star on a very wet track coming from behind. And so I don't think the rain is going to be that. I mean, you don't know. Stronghold, the winner of the Santa Anita Derby, has run he hasn't run on an off track. I'm sorry. It never rains in California.
At least in Southern California.
well, nonetheless, you know, I know one horse that will run well on an off track, and that's Forever Young, the Japanese horse we mentioned. He's run twice on an off track. So, you know, a lot of these horses just never did, and you just, pardon me. Hold on. I forgot to silence that. Can you do an edit on this?
No, it's okay.
I don't know, you know, with some of these horses, but some of them, like I mentioned, Forever Young, Fierceness, they run well on an off track. But it's not a guarantee right now as we record this that there's going to be rain. There is a chance of rain, but it's not a guarantee.
And if it does, it looks like it's going to be in the morning. It should be cleared up by the afternoon, so could be better.
You know, the Churchill Downs, I say this with some reservation, but Churchill Downs has one of the best track maintenance crews in the country. Now, yes, they did have a rash of fatalities last spring, which we were talking about at this time last year, and we don't know it. There really were no single factors that we identified as the causes. So I will say with some reservation that Churchill Downs has one of the best maintenance crews in the country. And if it rains in the morning, I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Will our Mets finish above 500, Barry?
They're going to finish right about 500. They will get Kodai Senga back, and that will help.
Oh, man. They just it's always something with our Metsies, Barry. It's like, what the heck?
It's been a roller coaster, hasn't it? They started out 0-5, then they went 12-3, then they lost 5-6. So, you know, if you read a story or watch a movie, you like to be taken on a roller coaster ride. Well, the Mets are taking you on one.
Gary Cohen's birthday today. He's born in 1958.
I did not know that today is his birthday.
Yes, the great Mets announcer. Your favorite Mets announcer of all time, because there's been some good ones.
My favorite is probably Gary Cohen.
Yeah.
They're blessed to have wonderful TV and radio announcers with Harry Rose as well. But Gary Cohen is among the best in the business, one of the best of all time, because he's a fan. He clearly loves the Mets, but he is not a shill.
Right.
He doesn't just see no evil, hear no evil. And I remember when the Mets started their regional sports network in 2006, and they hired him to be their play-by-play guy. He had been doing Mets on radio, but he had a reputation as being a straight shooter. He was asked at the introductory press conference, you know, this is a Mets-owned station, how is that going to impact how you handle things? And his response was, if they're hiring me to do this, you know the answer.
Yeah.
He's so good.
It's the best crew on TV for sure. With Keith, is no hold barred either. So,
well, the problem is he talks too much about himself. But
yeah.
He's certainly forgotten more about hitting than most people will ever know.
I know. Barry, appreciate it as always. You can follow him at B. Abrams Voice on the X. You can also find him on Instagram, BarryAbramsVoice.com. He is the host of The Far Turn, a fantastic horse racing podcast. He is the man when it comes to it. And Janine says hi.
I miss you, my friend. We have to do this more often.
Yes. Take care. We'll talk before the Preakness first.
Yep, Preakness in 2 weeks.
All right, Barry, take care.
Bob Baffert's horses will be there.
Yes, they will. So it could shake things up a bit.
It'll get interesting for sure. That'll become the real Triple Crown.
That is Barry Abrams, our horse racing expert for the last 5 years. Love Barry, and he's amazing. He does readings for books, narration. He's just great. So there you go. Do you go with Sierra Leone? Do you go with Fierceness? Forever Young? Who are you picking? The Derby, Saturday on NBC. All right, let's do On This Day in History. It is April the 30th, the last day of April. It is Preparathon Day. I don't know what that means. Military Brats Day, Raisin Day, Oatmeal Cookie Day. I was talking to a mom yesterday when I was picking up my little one at school, and we both agreed that raisins are good, oatmeal cookies are good, they're not good together. It's also National Hairstylist Appreciation Day. I said this on my morning show this morning on Continental Divide Radio. I had a hairstylist in Bozeman for a long time, And until I met my wife, it was the longest relationship I'd ever had with a woman. And all she did was cut my hair. But Chantel, she lives in Billings now. She was fantastic. What else is today? Bugs Bunny Day and National Honesty Day. Lots of things happened on this day in sports history. Lou Gehrig, 1939, played in his 2,130th consecutive and final game on this date. 1946, Bob Feller, second career no-hitter. 1961, Mickey Wright won her fifth major in the LPGA. And then the next year, she won her eighth major at the same event at Augusta Country Club. 1969, Jim Maloney, his second career no-hitter for the Reds. Happy birthday is today. Johnny Horton, 1925. Benny King passed away on this date in 2015. Naomi Judd, 2 years ago. Let's see here. 1789, George Washington inaugurated as the first president of the United States of America. Louisiana Purchase Treaty signed on this date in 1803. Cost of $15 million, doubled the size of the USA. Let's see. 1798, U.S. Department of the Navy was formed. 1864. How non-surprising is this? But New York was the first state to charge a hunting license fee. And Kirsten Dunst, the actress, turns 42. She was in a cheerleading movie. Not the best of the cheerleading movie. Bring It On. She was in the first. And Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman. Oh, Gal Gadot is 39 years young today. Let's do this.
We're almost at the end of the show. What did we learn? And what did he miss? Time for the walk-off.
Walk-off is presented by Cafe Zydeco, where the Big Easy meets the Big Sky. Stop in for the best Cajun, including pasta Zydeco, beignets, po' boys, jambalaya. Oh, you name it, Cajun, they got it. And it is the best at Cafe Zydeco on Euclid in Helena. They are not closing. Not. Love it. Let's see here. That's a short week, but it's going to be a fun week. We've got my daughter's birthday tomorrow. She turns 6 tomorrow. We're hopping on a plane to fly to Vegas. Thursday night, we're going to see Garth Brooks at the Coliseum. My circle of life will have been completed with my two oldest have seen Garth. Now my youngest will have seen Garth, and it'll be my 6th time, I believe. Could be 7, but 6 for sure seeing Garth. My daughter's kindergarten teacher, we were messaging my wife and her and I last night about, you know, getting stuff for the little one's trip and reading material, things like that to work on for the trip. And she goes, do you have an extra ticket? My wife said, I will gladly give up mine. But I don't think my wife wants to teach a bunch of 6-year-olds in kindergarten. So, sorry, Mrs. Simonson, you can't come with us. It's a bummer. She should actually take us because her and I had a bet on who. She's a huge Edmonton Oilers fan, and I like the Avalanche. And then we had a bet beginning of the year who would finish with a better record. Well, it was my Avalanche by a point. So I'm sure they'll face each other in the playoffs. Big thanks to Janine Edwards this week, Barry Abrams, Julie Lane for all joining us. Matt Rayant, congratulations, the new Capital Girls coach. We'll get him on next week. Enjoy the week. We'll see you for the morning show tomorrow, Jaywalk in the Morning's Continental Divide Radio. And Stephanie Quayle, Bozeman's own singer-songwriter, talking about her new book, Why Do We Stay? How Her Toxic Relationship Can Help You Find Freedom. It's a great book. I read it last night. I finished it last night. We'll do it again next week from the Off the Wall Man Cave. Thanks to our great sponsors, our fantastic fans. Have a great week. JasonWalkerShow.com if you missed anything. And JasonWalkerMedia.com for Continental Divide Radio. We'll see you back here next week. It is the Jason Walker Show from the Off the Wall Man Cave.
The Jason Walker Show is produced by the Jason Walker Media Company. Any reuse, rebroadcast, or retransmission without the express written consent of the Jason Walker Show is strictly prohibited. Just listen, watch, and enjoy.